99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is Tyler Reddick. Tyler is the driver of the number 19 Ford F-150 in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series for Brad Keselowski Racing. Tyler, how are you?
I'm great, Anita. Thanks for having me.
You had a little bit of trouble in Daytona, but you bounced back to a 12th place finish. Talk about your time at Daytona.
I was down in Daytona for a few weeks, actually, for the truck race and also the ARCA race to be approved to run the truck race. So we had a really fun time in Daytona. I love being down in Florida. It was nice. I've been in Florida a lot the past couple of years with my dirt racing for speed weeks they have down there. I didn't get to do any dirt racing, obviously, but I kind of felt like I filled the void that I felt was coming into me because I'd been down there for so long. I didn't want it to feel like I was missing out on the speed weeks, but I didn't get to. We had our speed weeks of our own with the trucks, and it was a lot of fun getting a top five finish in the ARC race and bouncing back for 12th in the truck race. So it was a pretty good weekend considering all that happened and what we avoided. And we end up getting rookie of the race, I believe. So I'm in both races. So I think we did a pretty good job.
Will you be racing each week focused on rookie of the year title or just a solid finish?
You got to keep that in mind. Any race we do this year, regardless of points or even if it's just trying to get wins, it's always great to have that thought in the back of your mind, you know, let's just try and get the best what there is and not push the issue and end up being out of the race early or anything like that. It's kind of good to have that in the back of your head, keeping you from probably making choices you probably shouldn't in the long runs. For the team especially, too, you don't ever want to take a chance with the truck that you wouldn't want to anyways. So
this is your first season with Brad Keselowski Racing. Talk about how this opportunity came about.
I've known the general manager, Jeremy Thompson, for a few years. He spotted for me in my first ever pavement race, which was about 3 years ago at Mobile for the ARCA race. He's a really good spotter, but he's an awesome general manager as well. Through him, I was able to meet Brad at Eldora when they had the truck race there. We just continued to stay in contract throughout last year, and then we finally came together on agreement, and here we are racing. So it was really great. I couldn't thank Jeremy and Brad, either of them, enough. They've really helped me in putting my career to the next level, and hopefully I can get them some great runs and some wins. I know that Brad's really wanting those as well, so we'll do everything we can to get what they need.
You talk a lot about dirt. Do you have a dirt background in racing?
Yes, that's what I came from, a very big dirt background. I grew up racing dirt since I was 4 years old, out in California, raining outlaw go-karts, then mini sprints, midgets a little bit, non-wing 410 sprint cars, and then we jumped into the dirt late models with running Lucas Oil, dirt late model series, World of Outlaw late model series, and some others. As of this year, we officially kind of jumped to pavement. I previously only around about 8 races, if you include Daytona, I believe, in the truck race, and so I have very limited pavement track time, I guess you could say, and the team with Brad Keselowski Racing and everybody I've been associated with to this point have done a great job in helping me with that learning curve and figuring out what's what, you know, just better understanding of pavement racing in itself, because it's been a totally new experience for me.
So your 12th place finish at Daytona is even more impressive then, since you don't have much pavement experience.
It was probably one of the best moments we ever had for me, helping me out wise as well. Helping me get noticed to like Jeremy and Brad was the Can-Am East Pro Series race at Rockingham. It was about 2 years ago now. We ended up coming away with the win at that race, and that was a really sweet moment for us, driving for Ken Schrader. We pulled through and got the win there, and that was kind of a big moment for me and getting me noticed in the payment world, especially with Jeremy, because he was there at that race spotting for Brett Moffitt, the guy that raced for the win at that. So it was a sweet moment that probably got me to where I am right now, and probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Rockingham.
Your success on the short track should give you some great success at Martinsville at your next race. Talk about what you're expecting for that race.
I know that's a race that a lot of people have high tempers at and tensions rise high. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a lot in the past. It's a race where it's a lot about discipline and not making a mistake more than anything, not letting someone on the inside, especially at Martinsville. A lot of the dirt racing we've done, a lot of it has to be discipline. Every time you enter the corner, it's got to be just right or you're not going to get what you want, obviously. It's same in pavement as well. Hopefully my dirt racing and some of that will help me there. I know it's going to be very different for me, pavement-wise, because I've not ran a race like that before or one that long. Definitely going to have to be prepared for it, and I'm trying to study up as much as I can on previous races and keep an eye on what people did and the people that had good runs at Martinsville, what did they do to stay out of trouble. So we got to take it easy in that race. There's not going to be a whole lot of places to go, but track position is very key, so hopefully we have a great qualifying effort with this new qualifying format. do things the right way, and we end up having a great run. That's what we're shooting for, and hopefully we can put ourselves in that position.
Any racetrack coming up in the schedule that you're looking forward to the most?
Definitely, I would have to throw that one to Eldora, for sure. I ran one ARCA race at DuCoin in the past. Real early, we had a great car, but we just failed to adjust for the race after qualifying. We didn't have a very good car in the race, but I feel if we can adjust properly and have a good car in the race, I'm very confident in our crew that we can. We should have a good run. I'm pretty familiar with Eldora. I know a lot of the drivers that ran the race last year are too now. They had quite a few laps around there. Mm-hmm. But I've had a lot of laps in a dirt car around Eldora, one that's been hooked up and slick. So hopefully that can play to my advantage a little bit. I know there'll be some new racers there that haven't ran a truck there on the dirt at Eldora. So I just hope everything we do is the right move at Eldora. Should be a great race for us and a very great opportunity to seize a win.
What was your reaction when you heard that the Truck Series was going back to dirt for the first time in 30 years?
Honestly, didn't know what to think, but I knew that if Tony Stewart was running it and taking care of it, I knew he was going to be pretty good hands. Mm-hmm. Him being a dirt racer, he knows what dirt racing is about, and you know, he has a very special track there at Eldora, and he has a very great staff that's run that place very well. They've put on a good show there ever since they've taken it over. He knows what Eldora is about, and he knows what the people are going to want. And also, he's got to keep in mind what the teams are going to want as well. But I feel like he's going to do everything right. You know, the first year was new for him. Obviously, there's going to be some errors and hiccups at some point, or someone would, you know, there just would be something that someone wasn't happy with. When you do something new like that, you got to take a leap of faith, I guess. And it turned out pretty well, and I think he will make the race even better again this year.
So what does Tyler Reddick do when he's not racing?
A lot of the time, we've actually been traveling. But for the most part, especially now, right now, trying to get into my apartment in Birkdale. We were actually a couple days ago, Monday and Tuesday, we were in D.C. for a National Guard Youth Foundation gala event. So that was pretty neat. I'd been there. This is my second time there. A lot of great people there. There's about 1,000 people there.
What is that all about?
National Guard Youth Foundation is a group that takes high school dropouts and gives them a second chance. It takes them through their program. It's a 17.5-month program. And the first 5 months, they're on the ground with them, and then the rest of the program is mentorship. Basically what it does, it gets the kids a high school diploma and gets them sent off to college to where they have a second chance. And a lot of the people that have went through that program have become pretty successful and good citizens out of themselves, as they call it. It's been a great program. I've been very happy to be a part of it. Government-wise, it's very effective. It has a 166% return, I guess you could say. For every dollar they put in it, they get $2.66 back. So it's a great program. I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Well, anything else for our listeners today?
Again, I'd like to thank Brad Keselowski Racing, Drawtight, Hitches, Reese Tow Power, Broken Bow Records, Bulldog, and again, Jeremy, Brad Keselowski, all the rest of the team, Randolph, everybody. Those guys have made this very easy for me. They're a great group of guys, and I'm very excited to be working with them.
Well, I got one final question for you. I'm a big fan of cake, and I have to ask all the drivers what their favorite kind of cake is. What's yours?
My favorite kind of cake?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had it a whole lot, but I tried it a couple times, and I guess it'd be pretty hard to say that red velvet cake was not my favorite, but I've only had it once. I'm not really sold on it yet, but it was pretty dang good.
Yeah, that is a pretty good cake there, so... And that's a popular one with drivers, too. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've only had it once, but it was really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tyler, thank you so much. And I wish you luck for the rest of the season and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Anita. Thanks for having me.
That's Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 19 for Brad Keselowski Racing in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. For Behind the Wheel, I'm Anita Gooden.